Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. I'd like to say a quick thank you to Kind Brew Coffee for sponsoring this episode. Kind Brew Coffee is a business that is on a mission to make the world a better place with every cup of coffee you brew. Every purchase you make on Kind Brew's website comes with a simple promise. They donate a portion of every sale to a charity, often of your choice. This isn't something they do temporarily. This is part of the foundation of their business today and forever. It's quite simple how it works. Visit kindbrewcoffee.com, the words kind and brew, kindbrewcoffee.com. Check out their selection of decaf, espresso, light roast, you name it. And at checkout, simply comment your preferred charity of choice. Kind Brew will follow up with a receipt verifying their contribution from your order. It's a win-win. You get delicious coffee, and you do good for the world around you and a cause that you care about. It's you using your buying power to consciously make a positive impact. And by the way, the coffee is delicious. I personally drank an espresso shot right before recording. When you visit kindbrewcoffee.com, make sure to use promo code ASMR for 15% off your purchase. And of course, you get free shipping as well within the United States, although they do ship worldwide. Kindbrewcoffee.com, promo code ASMR. Get that 15% off. Enjoy delicious coffee and contribute with an act of kindness. Thanks to Kind Brew Coffee, and now let's jump into this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we continue Double Rainbow. The letters that we are focusing on today, the colors that we are focusing on today, begin with the letters N-O-P-Q. L-M-N-O-P-Q-R. Yeah. N-O-P-Q. If you're unfamiliar with this series, it's pretty simple. I look at colors in alphabetical order, and I basically just comment on them. I tell you what I'm seeing, some quarrels I have with the name and the color, what it looks like to me. It's kind of like a ramble. And I've gotten pretty good feedback over it over the course of the series. So, and I really do enjoy doing it. I think it's probably the most fun I have recording, just because it's so nonsensical and it's popular. So, you know, it's popular. It works. People say that they can relax to it. Why not give the people what they want? So let's jump into it. Double Rainbow. I think it's part 7 at this point. It's like a 7-part series. It's like a mini series on HBO. Letter N. We start with, drum roll, Naples Yellow. Naples Yellow. Looks like mustard, as far as I'm concerned. Navajo White. Which is really like off-white. It's not actually white. Navy blue. It's fairly straightforward as to what it is. And now we get into my first issue with the letter N in terms of the colors that I'm looking at here. Next, we have navy blue, but Crayola. Okay. In what world is the color that I'm looking at navy blue if you're Crayola? And then to add to the insult, right below it, they have neon blue, which is different, but not by much. Literally, if you were to take neon blue and navy blue, they would be like on opposite sides of the spectrum in terms of that blue spectrum that I think most people would really think about. So how is it that Crayola's navy blue is skewing towards neon blue? It's a problem, I'm telling you. Next, we have neon green. Looks like alien armpit. Check out the first episode in the series if you're confused. Next, we have New York pink. Gorgeous shade of pink. It's like a deep pink color. Nickel. Nintendo red. Beep, 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 beep. That's it, yeah. That's Nintendo Red. I mean, that's what it looks like. Then we have non-photo blue. I mean, is there a photo blue here? Is there a photogenic shade of color elsewhere in the series? Non-photo blue. For those of you unfamiliar with non-photo blue, because apparently it doesn't like to have its picture taken, it is a light blue. Kind of like a sky blue. Next we have actually the last letter already of letter N. This is why I'm doing a couple letters today, because letter N is quite short. We have, and it won't disappoint you, Nyanza. N-Y-A-N-Z, or Z if you're listening from Canada. A Nyanza. A. It's kind of hard to tell what it is. It's kind of like, what am I looking for? Like white. Basically white. Next, we start off with the letter O. And we start with ocean blue, which looks like indigo to me from here. Ocean green. Love that color. I have one or two shirts in this color that I'm seeing, roughly speaking. Don't hold me to that. I mean, how would you know anyway? But yes, it's, you know, bluish green. What's that color that I used to love when I was a kid with Crayola? Like seafoam green, maybe. It's kind of reminiscent of that. Next, we have ochre. Which I think I'm pronouncing that right. And I think the only reason why I know how to pronounce ochre is from Bob Ross. Sorry, I think I'm shaking the camera. What am I doing? Sorry about that. Ochre. Maybe you spell it. Maybe you say euchre. Probably not. It's probably ochre. Office green. Now, what's funny about office green is if you hear... most of the episodes on the podcast, or maybe you heard this one episode in particular, I actually have an episode where I talk about the office I'm in and the green dividers that we use, and it's actually the exact same color as office green. And I remember posing the question in that episode, why go with these dividers that are this specific shade of green? I mean, who decides this? And maybe it's because office green is just sort of a universally known and lauded shade of green to place in your office. Next, we get into the old-timer series of colors. And I say that because the next few colors all start with old. We start with old burgundy. Old burgundy, he's just all faded out there. Old gold. Old heliotrope. Deep purple. Old lace. Just looks... kind of like a little bit of an off-white to me. It looks like a white that, when it was young lace, was probably like a very pure white, and now it's old lace. It's faded a little bit. Old lavender. Old mauve. Mauve. M-A-U-V-E. Old rose. Just pink. Old silver. It's just silver. Next we have olive. Olive drab. Strange, yeah, because you have now olive drab number 3, which is sort of like a lighter shade of olive. It's like a little bit more vibrant shade of olive compared to just regular olive. And then you have olive drab number 7. The obvious question is, what happened to olive drab number 1, number 2, number 4, number 5, and number 6? It's like they've gone missing. No one cares. Dufresne, party of... however the joke goes. Next we have olive green. Then we have olivine. It's actually a really nice color. It's a very interesting shade of green. It's not quite that obnoxious olive color, but it's also not nearly as bright green as office green. It's kind of like a mellow... it's like if office green, like, you know, took the weekend off, you know, or took the week off and just started, you know, having a drink here and there, spending time with its buddies, and just kind of mellowed out. That's what that looks like. Next we have onyx, opal, which, I mean, we've spoken about opal in this series before. I won't even get into it. Then we have opera mauve. Is mauve the new opal? And I say that because now I'm not even sure how to pronounce that word. M-A-U-V-E. We move on. Orange. Self-explanatory. Now we have orange, parentheses, color wheel. I'm not sure why, what the difference is. It looks a little more like tangerine in the color wheel. Then you have orange Crayola, which for once, you know, Crayola didn't screw this up. I mean, it looks like orange. Not much to say there. Then you have orange Pantone, orange RYB, orange web, which looks like the color of like generic grocery bought orange juice. Orange peel, same color. Orange red, self-explanatory. Orange red, hashtag Crayola, which looks more like the inside of like a passion fruit. Is that what I'm thinking of? No. Is it passion fruit? Yeah. Like that fleshy orange red color of passion fruit. Orange soda, which looks exactly like orange red Crayola to me from here. Orange yellow. Orange yellow Crayola, which is, you know, not that similar. Orchid. Orchid pink. Orchid pink Crayola. Then we have outer space and outer space Crayola, which look the same. So my hat's off to Crayola. Again, they take a color and they don't totally bastardize it. Then we have outrageous orange. You would think that a color that is titled outrageous anything would be really out there, and it's actually not. It's kind of like a it's kind of like an old, like if you look at old rose, it's kind of like old rose except a little more vibrant. It's not really outrageous at all, is it? Then we have oxblood. I don't even want to get into the backstory about that one. Oxford blue. OU crimson red. And I apologize. This is actually the last color being with the letter O. OU crimson red. I imagine that's Oklahoma. Right? Oklahoma? It's gotta be. Exciting. I don't know. Exciting stuff. If you're not excited, then it's probably because you're a regular person. Letter P. Let's move on into it. Pacific blue. Then we move into Pakistan green. No quarrels. These look accurate. And I'm a color expert at this point. Next, we have a couple that I can't quite see. I can't quite read. Reading isn't my forte. If you've listened to the podcast, you know that. My forte is just filling in dead air, like dead space, and rambling about it, and usually not being very good at it. It's palatinate blue. And the one after is palatinate purple. I'm sure I'll get like 7 emails being like, really? You don't know how to pronounce palatinate purple? I want to move on. Save myself the thought of spending more time on this. Pale aqua. Nice color. Pale cerulean. Pale copper. Now it's just pale. You know, you have the old colors in the letter O. Now you have the pales. You got pale copper. Pale gold. Which looks more like old rose, going back to old rose. Pale goldenrod, which looks like it would be an old goldenrod. Pale lavender, which looks more blue to me than anything else. Pale pink, beautiful color. Would love to wear that on a shirt. pale plum, pale purple, Pantone, pale red violet, pale robin egg. These are just like Easter colors. To save you all this time, these are all Easter colors. And then we finish with pale taupe. Taupe. Next we have pansy purple. I don't know why they call it pansy purple. It's a deep purple. It doesn't look like a pansy purple to me. Next we have Paolo Veronese Green. Paolo. My own shade of green. It's kind of like blue-green. It's a really nice color, as always. I determine nice colors based on if I would wear them, you know, if I would wear like a polo shirt in that, like a collared shirt in that color or not. Which is almost everyone, so. Then we have papaya whip. Papaya whip. Whip. It's a little off-white. It's like a little off-white. It looks like white. A little dash of pink. It's a really cute little color. Next we have paradise pink. Para. Next we have Paris green. Never been to Paris, so I couldn't tell you if this is a color that actually is seen throughout the city. Pastel pink. Patriarch. If I tell you patriarch, what color do you think in your head? If you said like a deep royal purple, you're right. Payne's gray. I'm not sure who Payne is. P-A-Y-N-E. He or she went through the trouble of getting his or her own color, and if I'm being honest, it looks kind of like any other shade of dark gray. Next we have peach, followed by peach, literally two of the same colors. Peach puff, pear, pearl, pearly purple, periwinkle, periwinkle Crayola. All self-evident. Then we have permanent geranium lake. So strange. I'm telling you, some of these names, you get taken aback by just some of the randomness of these colors. So permanent geranium lake is like a deep red. It's not quite like the color looks like it wants to lean over and be a burgundy-ish color, but it's not. It's like Nintendo red, just a little bit darker. And next we have Persian blue, Persian green, Persian indigo. Remember, you have the old series, then you have the pale series, now you have the Persian series. Persian orange, Persian pink, Persian plum, Persian red, Persian rose. And that's the end of the Persian. I thought there were a couple more. Then we have one that I can't pronounce, and I'll say it anyway, and someone will correct me because my listeners are much smarter than I am, which is persimmon, 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 P-E-R-S-I-M-M-O-N, persimmon, persimmon, persimmon. It is orange. To save yourself the trouble, it's orange. Take orange, put a little bit of red on it, maybe a little orange red. That's what you got. Next you have Pewter Blue. Wasn't that a city in Pokemon? Pewter City. Wasn't that one of the first cities that you visit in Pokemon? Like the original Game Boy version? Pewter City. Next we have Phlox, P-H-L-O-X. It's an obnoxious, like, neon pink kind of color. Phlox. I wish I were making some of these things up. Phlox. Next we have another couple that I won't be able to pronounce, but my very smart listeners will be able to nail right off the bat. And it's, oh, actually, no. No, no. I know how to say this. And I know how to say these only because of Bob Ross. So originally I was going to say phthalo blue. But I know that Bob Ross calls these phthalo. I think he uses phthalo white. No. Phthalo green. Maybe that's what he uses. So you have phthalo blue here. Maybe he uses both. Here in front of me, I have phthalo blue and then phthalo green. He might use both of them, or he might have used both of them. Bob Ross, the original, basically the original founder of ASMR. God rest his soul. That was, I remember watching Bob Ross with like my mom at night, because I would tell her how relaxing it was. And my mom just wanted to do anything to put me to bed because I was such a rowdy kid. Not poorly behaved, but just had a lot of energy. Which now as an adult has seemed to just vanish. Like I, you know, whatever. So that's a different topic for a different day, different episode. Anyway, let's move on. Pictorial Carmine. Piggy Pink. Aw. It's just light pink. It's like an off-white pink. Pine Green. Pine Tree. Pink. Pink Pantone. Pink Flamingo. Pink Lace. Pink Lavender. Pink Sherbet. Next we have maybe my favorite ice cream. Pistachio flavored ice cream. I recently found out that's kind of a controversial pick. A lot of people just want to go vanilla, chocolate, cookies and cream, like mint chip. Like, why is mint ice cream less controversial than pistachio? Or pistachio. What's your favorite ice cream color? I'd love to know. Next, we have platinum. Then we have plum. Then we have plum from the web. Then we have plum purple. Damn. Plum purple. It's like indigo. Polished pine. Really nice color. Again, as defined by the fact that I wear it on a shirt. Pomp and flower. Pomp it. It is like old lavender. Then we have pomp star. Oh, that song goes. Yeah, it's not that exciting. It's, you know, you think of a color named Popstar as being really out there and really interesting, and it's not. It's like a, it's red. Yeah, it's like a dark red. I'm not going to go much further. Next, we have Portland Orange. Portland, of course, a place that I'd like to visit sometime in the future. Powder Blue. Princeton Orange. It's just better than everyone, you know. Next, we have Prune. Prussian Blue. Gorgeous. Really dark. Interesting shade of blue. Next, we have Psychedelic Purple. It is pretty psychedelic. Next, we have Pooch. That word, that color, that damn color that I've gotten stuck on a few times. We have Pullman Brown, which is UPS brown. Which is, I mean, quite honestly, like the ugliest shade of brown that anyone could possibly. You would think that UPS could maybe, like, why couldn't they be the brown guys? They are the brown guys. Why couldn't they, in terms of their logo and their trucks and their uniforms, people? Can't get your head straight. But why couldn't they be like the pumpkin color guys, right? Because it's the next color. Why couldn't they be the purple guys? Like Five Nights at Freddy's. Why couldn't they be like the purple from HTML or purple Munsell or purple X11 or purple Mountain Majesty or purple Navy or purple Pizzazz? Which make them really like the pink guys. Or the purple plum. You know, why couldn't they be any of those guys? Why do they have to be this terrible, ugly shade of brown? Last color. Letter P. There have been a lot of challenges this episode with colors and words that I just don't quite know how to say. I think it's it might be potpourri. 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 P-U-R-P-U-R-E-U-S. It's purple. Once again, it's almost identical to purple plum, which is right above it. And now we round the bases, head home. We are by letter Q. Q is very short. But Q starts off with a real bang, and that is Queen Blue. I'm sure the guys at UPS, if they were the Queen Blue guys and gals, they would really love this color. Gorgeous looking blue. Fit for a queen, some would say. Next, we have Queen Pink. And now we have the last two. The first one is Quicksilver, self-explanatory, just silver. The last one is going to be another difficult one for me to pronounce. This is the way you can laugh at me one more time for my terrible language skills. It is, drum roll, that's my drum roll, quinacridone magenta. Quinacridone magenta. Odd, kind of cool color. Horrific, odd name. And you spell it Q-U-I-N-A-C-R-I-D-O-N-E. Quinacridone magenta. If you stuck around for this whole episode, what are you doing? Go to sleep. You probably want to go to bed already. Just do it already. But if you did somehow stay up for this entire episode and you want to correct me on some of my spelling, you want to give me some background on a color, you want to tell me an interesting story about one of these colors somehow, you can always email the show at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Love to hear from you guys. Check out our website, sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Consider following us, if you would, on Tingles, the very popular ASMR app. That's all I have for this episode. Thanks, as always, for listening, and take care. Thanks again to Kind Brew Coffee for sponsoring this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. If you're looking to try delicious coffee and impact a cause you care about, make sure to visit kindbrewcoffee.com and use promo code ASMR for 15% off your order. Kindbrewcoffee.com, promo code ASMR. Thanks again for listening.